So here we go, Joan. Welcome back.
Does it seem like 10 minutes ago we taped, you know, the last weekly show?
Huh? Time flies.
But it's really kind of scary how time flies. And all of a sudden we're in studio talking about another week of events. Although I must say, this was actually a relatively quiet week in the Vatican. Not very many big papal events, or obviously there was the Wednesday audience. There's Thursday is a holiday in the Vatican, of course, so is
Corpus Christi.
So it's always a holiday in the Vatican. But it's good for the Holy Father when you think about it. The man's 82. He's a very spry 82, as we know from any time we watch him move. He belies his age in many, many ways. But I think that when you have had a couple of busy days or are going to have something that, you know, requires a lot of your energy, I think it's kind of good to be have the chance to be kind of laid back and have a quiet
and regenerate
period.
As well.
Regenerate. Yeah, we all have to do it. You don't have to be 82 to do that. But so we can get to that. But I mean, Sunday, you know, we kind of start these reports with the beginning of the week, which is Sunday.
Was a feast day.
And in fact, at the Angelus, the Holy Father spoke about the three solemnities that come after Pentecost: Trinity Sunday, which was last Sunday, and Corpus Christi Thursday of this week, naturally, and then the Feast of the Sacred Heart on Friday of next week. And he remarked at the Angelus that each of these liturgical feasts focuses on an aspect that embraces the entire mystery of the Christian faith. So, respectively, we have the reality of the one triune God and that Trinity Sunday, and then the sacrament of the Eucharist and the divine human center of the person in Christ. And he said these are all part of the mystery of our salvation. And I think very often enough, we get so used to celebrating certain feasts and holidays, with the possible exception of Christmas and Easter. I think we don't really think about these as mysteries of our faith, as very central to the entire mystery of our Christian faith. So the Trinity. I suppose the Trinity is more difficult. We can celebrate it, but we don't understand
exactly.
It. And we can talk about the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and three in one, but still, you know, how can they be separate, but how can they be one? It's a mystery that theologians and others have.
I find myself having to look up year after year because they are difficult concepts to retain and to understand.
I think the Trinity probably of all the mysteries. I think perhaps the Trinity and then transubstantiation, where you have the bread and the wine turning into the body and blood of Christ, which for all of us, we are people with senses. We feel, we see, we still see, for example, in communion, we still see bread, the host, we still see wine. And so it's very hard for our mind to conceive, obviously, how this can be the body and blood of Christ. Just doesn't look like it. So that's where faith comes in. And that's where you have to have the faith. And, of course, Thursday of this week, we did celebrate the body and the blood of Christ, Corpus Christi, and with the wonderful Mass at St. John Lateran, the Pope traditionally presides. Right. And if I recall correctly, I didn't refresh my mind on it this week, but I think it was Pope John Paul who brought this practice of Mass at John Lateran, the procession. I think it's about a kilometer long, straight line, from John Lateran to Mary Major the carrying of the host. In fact, there were years when John Paul, when he revived this, in his earlier years, when he actually carried the monstrance between the two basilicas. And then in his later years, obviously, when he couldn't, and then now Benedict has just picked up on this, he's processed in like a canopy-covered open vehicle with the a predio for him to kneel. And then obviously
all that part of Rome is blocked off from traffic. Yeah. It's quite an occasion.
Well,
the city.
It's difficult this week because also there was the visit of, Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. And I mean, the man is apparently residing in a huge tent, Libyan tent that was set up in Villa Pamphili, which is one of the main parks of Rome. So I'm kind of wondering
if he's brought two camels with him. Do you know that?
And oh, you know, I actually thought somebody was joking when they said that.
No. He has camel milk for breakfast, so he travels with his camels.
More power to him. I mean, but I just feel badly for the Romans, who certainly for 3 days, I'm sure, can't even get near, much less go in this very usually populated Roman park. So is security is everywhere. You can always have security for the Holy Father, naturally, and security for a visiting head of state. But, you know, Rome is a capital. That's the kind of stuff we live through all the time when there are heads of state. So anyway, this week, if we look at it, going back to the Vatican things, it's really kind of a great deal focused on the body and blood of Christ. You know, in one other event we marked this week in a very quiet way, but a number of newspaper articles and things about it would be the 30th anniversary on June 10th of Pope John Paul's return to the Vatican from his 9-day trip to Poland. He was elected pontiff, first Polish pontiff in history. He was elected pontiff in October of 78, and here, you know, in June of 79, he left. Now, it was not an easy trip. You think today, with the ease with which, I mean, there still are logistical problems, but preparing a papal trip is really something. But he was a pope from a country that was still in the throes of communism.
Right, right.
And, you know, they didn't want this man coming back because they were afraid, the Polish officials were very much afraid of exactly what happened. I think they thought there was going to be a revolution with arms or something like that. But the only weapons that the Catholic Church had was truth. And so when you had John Paul going, he could not go in May because May of 79 marked the 900th anniversary of the death of St. Stanislaw, which is their, you know, main figurehead for the church. So the Pope made his trip on June 2nd, I mean, like, you know, 2 days later, and was there for 9 days. And in his very first homily, he asked, it was the Vigil of Pentecost, and he said to the Poles at Mass in Warsaw, he said, he quoted the Bible, and he talked about renewing the face of the earth. And then there was a very dramatic pause, and he took his staff, and he pounded it on the altar, or on, you know, on the ground, and he said, this land. And he was using a Polish word with me, which means both earth, like renew the face of the earth, and land as in homeland. And believe me, there wasn't a Pole at that Mass, and I interviewed one of them the other day. There was not a Pole at that Mass who didn't understand what those words meant. And it led to a very slow, very quiet, bloodless revolution.
Which lasted about 10 years until the wall actually came down. So this was 1979.
Huge lessons to be learned from telling the truth, isn't there, with John Paul's many, many wonderful words.
Okay, Joan, thank you very, very much indeed. That was different.
We had less news this week, but
A real chance to look back.
An anniversary that was very, very, very important. And so we want to wish all of our listeners a wonderful weekend and stay right here and come back next week.
And to you too. Thank you.